Chevra, it's a big schuss to be together. Give a shkoyach to the Chevra. You know, when the Yetahara is very strong on nights like this. And for this year, the Yetahara is always very strong, telling guys sometimes it's very late at night, and you need to sleep. How are you going to wake up in the morning? We have to always be defeating and fighting the Yetahara for Torah and for Ruchnias. The Yetahara is strongest when there's the most Ruchnias. Zelu mazeh. But specifically after such a crazy day of the weather, with the snowing and the sleeting and the raining, and the roads as they were, and people stuck in cars for many, many, many hours. So mamish, it's a big schuss to be together, and I give a shkoyach to each and every one of you, as your Rebbe gives me tremendous chizuk, to see guys who are moshe nefesh for Torah, and willing to put themselves out there to be moshe nefesh, to learn Torah. Mirz Hashem, it should be a chus for each and every one of us. Bez Hashem. Amen. Well, the learning tonight should be, have in mind Lila Nishmas, a special Tamidah, Yudit Hershkowitz, some men known as Yudit Glock. So her mother's yard site was just a few days ago. So Mirz Hashem, all the learning tonight should be Lila Nishmasa, Sarah Bas Asher, and Mirz Hashem, the chus of the Torah should be a big chus for her neshama. She should be Malay to Yosha for a beautiful mishpacha, for Yudith and for Ben. And Bez Hashem, we should be Zoyche to Tchis HaMeisim and the Gula Shleima b'mheir b'yameinu.
Amen.
So if the Chevra remembers, last week we discussed and we focused very much on Geula, and yearning for Geula, how to deserve and how to bring Geula to the world, as sadly it's been a zman over the last few weeks of Churban, of Gullus, of destruction, going back a few weeks to the massacre in Pittsburgh, and then the other smaller, I don't want to say smaller, every I don't mean that in just a number smaller, of individuals who were suffering with terrible Yisurin. And then even this week, as we continue to see Yisurin in Eretz Yisrael, earlier in the week, hundreds and hundreds of missiles being sent into Eretz Yisrael. An Israeli soldier who was killed trying to protect Eretz Yisrael by going to fight our Oivim. So the Gullus continues. And we're still, and has to be on the forefront of our minds, on the forefront of our minds, yearning to bring Geula, to mitakin what we need to mitakin in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu, to bring Mashiach, to bring Beis HaMikdash, to bring a Zman of Shalom for Klal Yisrael and the entire world. And last week, if you remember, we focused on Talmud Torah and learning Torah B'Simcha. That's only half of the coin. I believe there's another half of the coin that we need to focus on to bring Geula. And the key is found in this week's parasha. You open up this week's parasha, Parasha V'Yetze, and right away we have the ma'isa that all of us know, all of us remember from the time we're small children, in nursery school, in kindergarten school, we all came home drawing pictures of Yaakov Avinu lying down with a ladder, with malachim, oilim, v'yardim, going up and down the ladder. Right, we all know this from the smallest of ages. And we also know the very famous Medrash that Rashi brings down. That these stones, where the Pasuk says, Vayikach me'avne hamakom. It starts out by saying, Vayikach me'avne hamakom. That he took the stones of the place. In plural. And Rashi there brings down, Asan k'min marzev saviv l'rosho. He made the stones like a pipe around his head. Shiyurim nechayas rosh. He was afraid of wild animals to protect him. His chilu me, and crazy Rashi, the Medrash, a crazy Rashi. His chilu merivo zuim zu. The stones, which we look at as an inanimate object, the stones started to argue with each other. We see everything in this world has life. Everything, if you learn Tanya, you understand this a little bit deeper. You understand that everything in this world has life. Why? Because everything, it only exists because it has a chelik elokim imal, mamish. Only because God wills it to exist. What brings something chiyus is the Ribbono Shel Olam and its connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who decides what everything is going to be in this world. And if he's not deciding at every moment that it's going to be in this world, it would be gone. Right now, this glass with water. Very rare, the first week, and usually I have my tea. Shandy just made it, it was hot. I could have done it with the ice, I don't know, chiyus, whatever. So we have water. This water, this glass is here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now is willing it to be here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it to be here, poof, it'll be gone. Just like that. Like that. And we have to believe that. And therefore this glass, in a certain understanding of the world, maybe not in the world that the secular world talks about life, but we understand there's a chiyus to the glass. Because it's a connection to the Eibishter. There's a life to the glass. So these stones started to argue with each other. This stone said, I want that the tzaddik's head should be on me. I should be the pillow. Only one stone is going to be the pillow. I want to be the pillow. I want the Yaakov Avinu Tiferes, that his head should be on me. What happened? Miyad Oson HaKadosh Baruch Hu Evan Achas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made one stone. If it wasn't enough of an ace that they're talking to each other, he brought them all together, merged them to one stone. That's what it says. Yikach es ha'even asher sam me'rosh osav. That later we see that after the whole dream and after the whole nevuah, right, he gets up and what does he do? He wakes up and he takes the stone. B'lashon yachid. Here it's me'avne ha'makom. And he takes a stone because these stones became a stone. That's what Rashi tells us based on the Medrash. We have to understand there has to be a deeper message in this medrash. What is going on here? Rashi is pashtun, and this is Rashi brings down to tell us what sounds like this fairy tale. We have to believe it's emes, but it's strange. Do rocks really think like this? What's going on? Emes is. We already, those of us who are holding Mesil Shasharim, if you're not holding Mesil Shasharim and don't know what I'm about to say, start learning Mesil Shasharim. And learn and learn and learn until you're holding Mesil Sharm. At least Perek Aleph. After that, okay. I mean, we should learn the whole Sefer. Be holding the whole Sefer. We'd be different people. We'd change our life. But Perek Aleph Mesil Sharm, we should have on our fingertips. Perek Aleph Mesil Sharm. And in Perek Aleph Mesil Sharm, the Ramchal talks about how everything in this world is here to connect, to for us to utilize, to connect to Hashem. And us to be Mekadesh. And we see that he brings, this is one of the rayas, this Chazal, this Rashi. As we see the stones were in this world to what? Help the tzaddik. That they should lie, they should be the pillow for the tzaddik. But still really, like, what's going on here? And that the stones are really arguing. Why would Hashem make a seemingly insignificant miracle? Like, what is this all about? So that's number one, Nikud Aleph, we have to understand. It's Nikud Aleph. But then we have to understand one other Rashi. Because Yaakov Avinu, he goes and he makes a matzeva, and then he makes a neder. Vayidar Yaakov neder lemar, im yia lokim imadi yishmarani b'derech hazeh, shanoichi hoylech v'nasan li lechem lechol beget lilbosh. He wants to make sure Hashem's going to be by my side, Hashem's going to protect me, He's going to give me food to eat, clothing to wear, v'shavdi b'sholom, and I'll sit in peace, el beis avi, v'shavdi, I'll return in peace, I'm sorry, to beis avi, v'hoya Hashem li lelokim, and Hashem will be for me your God. Very positive, Hashem will be for me your God. Rashi there says something very strange. We have to understand where he comes to this. Sheyichol shmo alai mitchila v'yatzof, the name of Hashem should be protected, should be connected to me, fall upon me from the beginning till the end, meaning what? Shlo yimtza pasul bizari. That even my children should be connected to Hashem. There shouldn't be any psul in my children. Where does he really get this from? What's going on? It's a lot here to understand, Chavra. A lot here to understand. I'm very special to you. Ready? So Medrash Rabbah already tells us these 12 stones, what the 12 stones represent. These 12 stones represent exactly what, if we started to think about it, we'd assume it would represent. But we have a Medrash. We can't say these things on our own. We need Chazal. We need Torah. It's very important to understand anything that's meaningful in the world. Anything that has any meaning and purpose in the world has to be based upon Torah. If not, it's meaningless by definition. Because Baruch Hu gave us Torah, which incorporates everything that's anything in this world. Gives us the guidelines of every area of our life, everything that's black, white, and in between. And gives us an understanding of the world, and gives us purpose in the world, and gives us philosophy of the world, and the way that practically work, everything. Now, if anything's meaningful and I can't find a Torah, it doesn't mean it's not meaningful. It could be I just don't know where it is in Torah. But if it's not somewhere based in Torah, it's meaningless. I remember so many times hearing this from Torsky and Shlita and YU, how anytime you give over any idea, if it's not based and steeped in Torah, what are you talking? How can you talk without it being based in Torah? You think, oh, logically, I think this is true. Logically, Hitler thought it's true to kill the Jews. You know, Mamish, he did, he believed that, people believe that. We know this sheker should be sheker. So how do we know what's true and not true? The whole world is subjective reality. The whole world is subjective morality. We have the objective truth. We have the objective way to live our lives. We have the objective philosophy, the objective way of life, and that is based upon Torah. So we have to understand. So we have to understand everything based on Torah. So what were these 12 stones? So the Chazal already teach us. The Medrash already teaches us. In Bereishis Rabbah, right over here in the parish of Yikach Me'avdei Makom, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Anan, they all discuss this. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Shteim Esrei Avonim Natal. It doesn't, in the Rashi we read, what is the Rashi we read? It just says that what? That the stones, there were many stones that argued. Didn't say how many. Right? Didn't say how many. So comes the Medrash. Rabbi Yehuda says there were 12 stones. And Yaakov already understood that this was a little bit of a remez to him. The Avos already knew there were going to be 12 Shvatim, and it saw that they didn't come out of Avram, they didn't come out of Yitzchak. And Yaakov, these 12 stones represent the Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka, which is the foundation of the spirituality and the holiness of Klal Yisrael. That's these stones. Avram lo hamidam, Yitzchak lo hamidam, ani im isachos heim shtei mazri avanim zula zu, yodani shani mamet shtei mazri shvatim. But listen to this. How did Yaakov know he's going to be the one? Not just that there were 12 stones here, then they're misache together as one. Underneath Yaakov. That's how I knew the shvatim are going to come out of him. So now we're starting to get somewhere. And this is Medrash. Medrash is in this parasha. We didn't open up the Zohar yet, right? We're just Medrash. We'll get there too, Bez Hashem. But just Medrash. And the Medrash is telling us that these stones represent Shiftei Ka, and the synthesis of the stones into one is the Achdus of those Shiftei Ka, and that gave Yaakov the understanding that he's going to have these Shiftei Ka. So now we're starting to get somewhere. But let me explain. The Magen Avram already brings down in Simuch Samaches from Reb Chaim Vital, from his Rebbe Darizal, that all of the Shiftei Ka, all of the Shvatim, as we all know, this is just a little chazara here, they all have different Tafkid HaChayim. Every one of the Shvatim had a different job, had a different role, had a different purpose, had different koichos, and those are the 12 Degalim, and those are all the different brachos that we'll find in the Parashat Vayechi of Yaakov Avinu giving his children. And we have a Yitzchak, and we have a Zevulun, and we have a Yehuda, and we have a Levi. All different roles in the world. That's why Magen Avraham explains, in fact, and this is a little bit deeper, this is again from Larizal, Pikabala, that there are 12 Sha'arim, 12 gates of Tefillah in Shemayim, and each Shevet davens through that gate, has a different way, and that's why he explains. That's why we have different Nuschos, we have Nusuch Svar, Nusuch Ashkenaz, Yechvez, Eidut HaMizrach, you know, Arizal, you have all these different Nuschos, right? Because we're all different. These are different Nuschos. So when it comes to tefillah, we have different ways to connect to Hashem, different ways to talk to Hashem. The Gemara tells us all the different lashonos of tefillah, of shira, and of zimra, halil, hodah. Chaim Sofer says this is true for Torah as well. In the way that we learn, there are different ways to learn Torah, different ways to connect to Hashem through Torah. Shivim panim haTorah. That's what he says, shoyftim v'shoytrim titin lecha b'chol sha'arecha. That each Shevet had their own Shoiftim that understood the Torah in different ways, because each Shevet had a different way of learning Torah, a different way to connect to Hashem through Torah. And we have different, and we've spoken about this at the table before, connecting to Hashem in the Torah of Chassidus, and the Torah of Lamdus, and the Torah of Bekis, and the Torah of Halacha. And then even just in Gemara itself, there's so many different ways to learn, so many different Derech HaLimud, which is not better or worse, just different, right? Different ways of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. We all have a foundation of 630 mitzvahs, which has to be one. But within that, there are different ways, different hashkafos. Yud Beis ways, basically, connected to Yud Beis Shvatim. In fact, in Parashas Vishalach, we see as we were journeying out of Mitzrayim by Yavo Elima, we came to Elim, Visham Shteim Esre Enos Mayim. There were 12 springs of water. Ein Mayim Ela, Torah, as the Gemara teaches us. Ein Mayim Ela Torah in so many ways. The Hilgav Nezer says these 12 Mayanos, these 12 springs of water, are 12 paths to connect Hashem through the Hilgav Torah. So we have the Shiftei Ka, and the Shiftei Ka represents the differences in Klal Yisrael. Within the oneness of Bnei Yisrael, we're Kishachad B'Levachad. But within that Kishachad B'Levachad, we all have our own ways and our own differences in the ways that we serve Hashem. What was then the Hilgav Shvi'i Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman? Rabbi Amayri. He explains as follows. What was Pshat that all these stones, that now we understand, these stones were a representation of the Shiftei Ka, so all the Shvatim were saying, Alay Aniach Tzadik, that I want the Tzadik to lie on me. The Shiftei Ka, these 12 Shvatim, represent 12 ways of serving Hashem, 12 ways of davening, 12 ways of Torah. What they were all saying, I want the Tzadik's head to rest on me, and saying, I want, Yaakovinu was Gadol Hador, Yaakovinu was Tzadik Yisrael Olam, Yaakovinu was Tiferes. They wanted that Yaakov would say, Dos is Emes. His head resting on them, saying, our way is the Emistic way. Our way is the right way. They wanted that Yaakov should give us the Haskoma. The Haskoma, Dos is Emes. This is the best of ways. Okay, that might be okay also, but that's secondary. This is the best of ways. Each of the Shvatim, which is each of these Avonim. Avonim is Av Ben. Is Av Ben. The Avonim, the Ben of the Av, of Yaakovinu. These 12 Avonim. Av Ben, right? He wanted that all of them wanted that Yaakov should agree with them. But what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this amazing nays. And listen to what this means. And Mami, she's so, you should be so this of life as a Jew. And the key to Geula, Chevra. Listen, Chevra, what happens? Those twelve. So Yaakovino, he doesn't go and rest on one of the rocks, as if to say, only the Derech of Levi, the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, that's the right way. Or Yehuda, the Melech, that's the right way. Or Yisachar, or Zvulin. That's the best way. No. He doesn't rest on one of them. They all come together as one, and he therefore rests on all of them. As if to say, there's no better or worse within you. There's no one way to reach L'chachilo, L'chachilo. This is all MS. This is all MS. Because Baruch Hu created each and every one of us a little different. And we have different koichas in different ways. And we connect to Torah differently. We connect to Tefillah differently. It's not better or worse. It's different. And that's the ultimate achdus. That's the ultimate achdus. And we need this achdus. This achdus of Klal Yisrael is an understanding. The unity of Klal Yisrael has to be with a deep understanding. What does it mean that we're all one? And we look around and we want so badly achdus. And it's so sad. We see that Klal Yisrael is lacking so much in this. And all different hashkafas and all different worlds are fighting with each other. We saw this even after the terrible mice of Pittsburgh, which is supposed to only bring us back together and times of difficulty and forget our differences. What did it cause? What was the hack? What was the discussions the days after? Machloikis was so that I was destroyed by that. Destroyed by that. And Mamish, it was killing me. The discussions. Because people have to go in as if it's a Torah. We have to darshan it about conservative, about reform, about is it dying God's Kiddush Hashem, Kohen Kedushim, is it this, is it that? How are we supposed to talk? Is it a shul, is it not a shul? Who cares? That's what's not a Torah when Jews are murdered. It's not a Torah, it's a darshan. It's achdus. We're all one. We're all one. There's no difference. We're all one. It's not a time for that. It's a Torah. To even have a discussion. Shouldn't have ever been a discussion by anybody. Nobody should have been discussing any of that. There should have been no discussions in that. Should have just been sadness. And what we could do to bring more gula. And feel for Jews who are suffering. Because they're Jews. Does it matter if they're called Kedoshim or not? Does it matter if it's a shul or not? Does it matter in any way, any of these discussions? These machlokesim that occurred. Shem Yirachim. Says how small we are. How much we need to improve. How much we need to grow. And where does oneness come from? Oneness comes from a recognition that I'm of humility and understanding that I'm no better than anybody else. I'm trying in my way to serve Hashem to the best of my ability. And Yanim, he's also doing that. And he's doing it different than me. And he's doing it with a beard and peis and a sraimel and bekasha. And I'm doing it clean shaven in a kippah sruga with my koran sitter. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. But I'm doing it. And he's doing it. Of course, we all understand that in Eved Hashem Baruch Shemayim, we're keeping 630 mitzvahs and those are the same. And one, and again, not talking about when there's tragedies, but other times you want to talk about, we have to stand up for Torah and Kedusha's Torah, of course, Vada, Torah. Not Minhagim and Ashkafa. All that is secondary and it's whatever's best for you. If it does it for you and helps you, you're great. If because you have a beard, you have more of your Shemayim, great. Because you have a beard, you have more of Hashem, great. Because you have long payas, you have more of your Shemayim and Hashem, awesome, amazing. But if you don't, it's meaningless. It's meaningless. And there's no difference. I deeply believe, I have no doubt in my mind, that from our door, the people that I've had the schus to meet, and tzaddikim, there's no question that, for example, there's no question in my mind that Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzaddik Kaddish L'Vracha, my Rebbe Meir of Nazim Zvingel, Zecher Tzaddik Kaddish L'Vracha, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Kaddish L'Vracha, Tzaddik Yisoid Olam, are all together sitting at the same table. And Rav Aaron's there clean shaving. And Rav Aaron Leib is in Bnei Brak, never left the world of Torah his whole life. Rav Nazim Zvi grew up like us and became Goldadar Rashiv of the Mir. And they had different ways a little bit, and different avoidas and different neshkafas. You know what they did? They were all the biggest Baal Yishramayim of their time, biggest Baal Avos Hashem. And they learned Torah as much as they could. They dive into the best of their ability. They trust me, they're only Lamehmes Kulo Kedosh in the highest of places. You think Akash Baruch who's asking you after 120, you know, did you wear a white shirt every single day or put on a blue shirt? And that makes you different? When are we going to learn to have the achdus of these avon? The achdus the klais are supposed to have. The achdus of the shiftei kah. And that we could have chassidim and the yeshivish velt and the quote-unquote modern orthodox velt. It all tanting together as one. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and that's Emes. That's what this represents. We're one, we're side by side, not one on top of another. That's when the Eibishter will be with us. That's when the Eibishter will be with us. This is a tremendous story. I've shared this before, probably at this table, but hey, thinking about Yisod, you have to talk about it. Tremendous story. From the Naftali Rapshitzer, the Haile Tzaddik of Naftali. When he was a little boy, he was 3 years old. He was learning Kriya. His parents hired him a lamed to learn with him, to teach him how to read. So he's teaching him how to read. So if one day the Rebbe comes in and teaches him, by the way, when we're learning Chumash, when you see Hashem's name, you can pronounce it. Abur Stam, you're never allowed to pronounce Hashem's name. If you're davening or in learning Torah, okay, otherwise not. Good. Good. He also taught him, obviously, that Hashem's name is not just Yud Kei Vav Kei, but sometimes it's written Yud Yud. We know Yud Yud is Hashem's name. How to pronounce it properly and not to read it as Yud Yud. He's teaching Kriya. So the Rebbe comes in the next time and says, okay, let's see how you're doing. How's Chazara? How's it going? Let's play. Starts off a pasuk. Let's say, Vaydaber Hashem, Moshe Lemer. He says, Vaydaber Hashem, El Moshe Lemer. Hashem! Little Naftali screams out, Hashem! So Rebbe looks at him in shock. Rebbe, totally, I told you, you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in vain. What are you? Why do you say Hashem's name? He says, Rebbe, you taught me when there are two yuds, one next to another, when two yuds, it's Hashem's name. At the end of every pasuk, you look in the chumash. At the end of every pasuk has two little dots. So Yidab Hashem and Moshe Leimar Hashem. It looked like two yuds. The little dots are yud. He's little, not probably 3 years old. Rebbe looks at him and Rebbe says, you know, a yud is like a yid. A yud and yid sounds exactly the same. A little yud, a little yidla. It's like when you have two yidin and one is next to each other, that's when the Ibishter's presence, the Shekhinah, is going to be there. That's when Hashem is there. But when you have two yidin and one is on top of another, Hashem never wants to be around that. Hashem's never present. When you see two yuds next to each other, that's Hashem, pronounced as Hashem. At the end of the puzzle, you have the two little dots, one on top of another. Thus is never Hashem. Hashem's never going to be present there. If you never heard that story before, you just heard it tonight, you have to share this, you have a chiv to share that with your whole family over Shabbos Kodesh. I'm such a story, such a Torah. That's the world of these Avanim. That's the world we need. That's what Yaakov Vinu Shvatim were saying. And that's only then could there be a Shvatim in the Medrash. Says. Then there's going to be a Shvatim. So we have this rock. This rock of Achdus. Do you want to hear a little deeper about this rock of Achdus? We once spoke about it before. But listen to what the Heilig Zohar says. Whoever went to mikveh today? Okay, if not, it was shelling outside today. It was good. Okay, we're all ready. Listen to what the Heilig Zohar says. The Zohar is found in Parshas Noach. I am Beis. The Evan Azois, this stone, Asher Samti Matzeva Yabes Alukim, that we know Yaakov then took and made it into his Matzeva Beis Alukim. This stone from these Shiftei Kah, the 12 Shvatim, the Da Evan Shasia. This is the Evan Shasia. What's the Evan Shasia? Evan Shasia is the place where Shoises Kola Oilam, the whole world flowed from. Meaning this was the source of the whole world. The source of the whole world is from this stone. So the obvious question, right away, the Zohar asks, Heich Efsher, the Oven Shasiyah, the lowest Bari Alma Havis, Ubinah Ishtal Alma, Va'at Amrit Asher Samti, the Master Yaakov Shavali Hashba. This is the Evan Shasiyah. The Evan Shasiyah, which Chazal tell us, the Gemara tells us, that the whole entire world flowed from, the Evan Shasiyah that the whole world flowed from, which came obviously from the beginning of the veil, the beginning of the world. This is the stone that then, what do you mean, this stone just came together from 12 other stones, and Yaakov made it a Matzeva. What do you mean that's the Evan Shasiyah? This is not the Evan Shasiyah, what are you talking about? What's going on? The Zohar says it's Soydais, he doesn't even, I don't know, maybe he answered it, I don't understand, I don't know. The question I got at least. Semis. So I saw, but the Heilig Shvili Pinchas explains as follows. He says the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer brings down and discusses this stone and says as well, this stone of Yaakov Avinu, which were the Shiftei Kah coming together in Achdus. You know what happened? It was the Evan Shasiyah. You know what that means? The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer explains that Yaakov Avinu made this matzeva from this stone, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed it down into the world to connect to where the Evan Shasiyah is. Obviously, there was an Evan Shasiyah that from it created the entire world, and then this stone became one with it in a certain sense. And that's what it is. And then later, by the way, in the Gemara, it tells us in Yuma that the Nevi'im later put a stone we know that was in Kodesh Kedoshim. That stone that we call also the Evan Shasiyah, is opposite the Makom where the Evan Shasiyah is in the middle of the world. That's what that stone is. So what is that telling us? Listen, Chev, what is that telling us? This stone that now we understand is the stone that comes from Achdus of Klal Yisrael. You know where Hashem wanted? At the epicenter of the world. As if to say the whole world is based upon that Achdus. The whole Beis HaMikdash is based upon that Achdus. All Gula is based upon that Achdus. Do we recognize and appreciate the importance then of Achdus and Klal Yisrael? Do we recognize and appreciate that how Kosh Baruch Hu built Olam Chesed Yibane? He wants us to have this Achdus in the deepest of ways. Gemara and Chagiga says there are 12 pillars of the world. Those are the 12 pillars. You need it all to keep the world going. That's why there are 12 months in the world. That's why there are 12 mazolos in the world. The 12 hours in daytime, 12 hours in nighttime. It's all connected to Shiftei Ka, but specifically the Achdus of Shiftei Ka. And now we understand as well something that is a famous question discussed in the summer months usually. The Gemara in Titus tells us, last week he spoke about why the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and how we have to rectify and reconcile and bring Beis HaMikdash, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, right? But what's the Gemara tell us why second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Mipnei, you all know it. Mipnei, Sinas Chinam. Which everybody has Sinas Chinam, okay, it's not good, but really? I get the big three, Avod Zorah, Shvich Domino, you know, Gilei Arayos, bad stuff, man. Because people were nice to each other, because people spoke Lashon Hara, we're going to destroy Beis HaMikdash. Yes! There's no Achdus in Klal Yisrael. That means the whole purpose of the world doesn't exist anymore. The epicenter is destroyed. Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. And the Shechina doesn't want to be here. The Shechina doesn't want to reside amongst his children that are not getting along. One of the saddest things for a parent is when she sees the children not getting along. Children fighting. Children not being one. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants his children to be one, and then he wants to be together with us. The building of this world. That's the Shiftei Ka, the Achdus of Shiftei Ka, the Achdus that all of us need in this world. Now we know in the beginning of Bereishis, right away Rashi explains to us that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to create the world with Rachamim. He wanted to create with Din at first, but he realized he needs to create with Rachamim. What's Rachamim? Shem Havaya. He created with the world of Shem Havaya. Yud Kei Vav Kei. I'll give you a little bit of a deeper Torah. Ready, Chavra? Shem Havaya, Haya Hoyva V'Yir. But he didn't just stop create with Shem Havaya. We know there are 12 Tzeirufe Shem Havaya. There are 12 ways of scrambling Shem Havaya. Those of us who daven the Zoch Svarad, we know that every single month has a different Tzeiruf of Shem Havaya. In the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we say it. Right? Just for those who aren't following, the most famous and the easiest is Nisan. Nisan is Yismuchu HaShemayim V'Saga El Aretz Yud Kei Vav Kei, because it's Beseder, it's an order, which is the Seder, which is Nisan. I'm not going to go through all of them. I mean, everyone should be davening from Siddur Metoch Dvash, and you'd understand what we're talking about, and it's all good. So if you don't have one yet, go out tomorrow and buy Rav Daniel Frisch's Siddur, and you'll be my Ayin Shom. The 12 Serufei Havaya. Those 12 Terufei Havaya of Rachamim is based, again, 12, connected to the 12 Shiftei Ka, the Achdus of the world, because the world can't exist and be Shoises Kolon without that Achdus, without the unity of us. This moment when Yaakov was being taught that, this moment where he was there by these stones, these 12 stones coming together as one, which represented that. Where else, how do you see it? That was the moment? How do we see that was the moment? You take Yaakov. Yaakov is gematria what? Chavra? No?
182.
What'd you say?
182.
182, thank you, Samir. 182. What is 182? Zayin Havayos. Seven times Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Yaakov is Zayin Havayos. Seven times Yud Kei Vav Kei. Seven times 26 is a new college guy, 182, right? If you go to college, you need it. Why do you go to college? Because you have to learn second study. You don't understand Torah. You got to understand Gematria. It's Baruch Hashem. You laugh. I'm serious. Not a joke. Okay, also during Parnassus, so you can support Torah and yeshivas and Baruch Hashem. Lameisa, you have seven Havayas, seven times 26 of Yaakov. And he's lying on this Evan of this moment of unity, and he has the image of a Sulam. He has the image of a sulam, of a ladder. What's sulam, gematria, samach, lamed, mem?
136.
130. Without, sulam with above, a vav is 136. Without a vav is 130. The sulam. The ladder, where oilim v'yardim, malachim. Malachim, lakim, oilim v'yardim, sulam. Sulam is gematria, 130. 130 is how many times havaya? How many times 26?
Five.
Excellent, good. Five times 26. You have seven, so you have this image at that moment. Chaver, listen, you can't make this up, the beauty of Torah. You have seven Havayos of Yaakov, 7 times 26, but at that same moment when he's on this rock, you have five Havayos of the Sulam of the ladder. What's 7 plus 5? 12, you have your 12 Serufe Havayos. At that moment, you have 12 times Havaya, Yaakov plus the Sulam. 130 plus 182 is 12 times 26, which is 312. You have the 26 times 12, the 12 Seruf Havaya, which was the creation of the world, which was Birachamim, with Havaya, because it was all based on this moment when the Achdus came of Klal Yisrael. And that's what eventually Yaakov gets to at the end. That's what he says, V'haya Hashem li l'elokim. What else does he want more than this? Now we understand Rashi. What does he say? She'yichol shmo alay mitchil v'atzov shlo yim sapsul b'zari. That your name should be upon me until the end of all my children. My 12 children should all be connected to your name. So I have 12 seruf ve'avaya so that the world could exist in the way it's supposed to. You can't make this up. Mamish unbelievable. Tarez Hashem to me v'mishivas nafesh. Chevra, we understand the koyach of Achdus. We understand how the world runs on Achdus. It's the epicenter of the world. Was all based upon Achdus. Based on Migdash and Evan Chassia is based on Achdus. So if we're not having Achdus, there's Churban, there's destruction. There's Churban based on Migdash. Of course, as we spoke about last week, we need a dedication to Torah and Ben Olam Makom. Ben Olam Makom without Ben Olam Chevra is nothing. Ben Olam Makom without Achdus is nothing. My Rebbe, the Rebbe Nassim Tzvi Zecher Tzadik Kufra, I remember like yesterday listening to speak about and say a Ben Torah who doesn't have Midas Toivah is a Nishta Ben Torah. It's not a Ben Torah. You're missing the boat. You're missing the boat. We can't have a Geula without Avas Chinam, without Shalom, without Achdus of Klal Yisrael, which was the foundation, the Evan Shasiyah of not just the world, but of Beis HaMikdash. That's our avodah. And that's how we're going to have simcha in the world as well. All the atzvos over the last few weeks, of all the churban. When you have simcha, when is there the most simcha? You know when there's the most simcha? A chasana. Oh. And a chasana, the simcha is incredible, right? It's palpable. You can feel it. You feel the simcha at a chasana. And what are we doing in a chasana? We're dancing. When else is a big simcha? Simcha's Torah. Call simcha's Torah. Any other holiday called simcha? What are the halim? We call simcha. Simcha's Torah. So you think simcha's Torah, I should be steiging and learning the whole time and going through chumash again, going through we tants. You know why? I saw from the Rebbe, from the Lubavitch Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Bracha, he explains when we're tancing, it doesn't matter if what type of Jew you are, it doesn't matter if you're Ichvesnish, if you're Svardi, Ashkenazi, if you're Hasidish or Litvish, it doesn't matter what type of limud you do and what you focus on and be'ian and be'kiyas and chasidus and halacha. It doesn't matter what nusuch you daven with. It doesn't matter anything. When you're dancing in a circle, we're all one. We're dancing the same exact way. We're all in that avoidah, we're all one. There's all one. In that machleil tzadikim, we're all the same. There's an achdus in the highest of ways. So of course, it's tremendous simcha. It's tremendous simcha, tremendous joy. Bez Hashem is Baruch. Each and every one of us should be zoicha to remember we're part of that B'nai Yisrael. We were part of those rocks that came together to build the foundation of the world and the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. We need Geula. We need Achdus. No matter what, build it. And you think, who am I? I'm not a big Gadol. I'm not a big Rav. Achdus starts from each individual. No question. Emes is all areas of what Hashem does. But more than anything, if you understand, everyone in this room interacts with many people each day. And many people throughout a week and throughout a year. And we start being the best we can be and caring about everyone. And they do as well. And it has an effect. And you'll have an effect on others. And it takes one person. Really, you don't realize how in this way we could change the world with Achdus. To care, to be one, to not look down upon others, not judge others, not look at their way of learning, my way of learning. Sheker should be Sheker. Their way of davening, my way of davening, their way of looking, my way of looking. We're all just trying to Ratzon Hashem, be an Eved Hashem, be one with Hashem. And the Schus of Achdus, each and every one of us, to always Simcha in our life, Simcha in Klal Yisrael, Bezoicha, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Bimheira B'Yameinu, B'Karov Mamish.